Well, you know what? If you want to know what's going on here with the linebackers, let's talk to a linebacker.
What's wrong, Mike?
What's wrong? What's going on?
We're just bitching. Or I am, anyway.
Is the light supposed to be on or off?
The light's supposed to be on. And
how are we now?
And they tell they tell me he's one of the smartest guys on the team.
He's the second smartest.
He's the second. Who's the smartest guy on
the team? You know who's got the best Wunderlich on this team? You know Mike, don't you?
It's got to be an Ohio State guy.
It's a lineman, I bet.
Negative. Wrong.
It's a punter.
Wrong. SEC.
SEC?
Believe that.
An SEC
guy?
Well,
oh, there's a caveat.
You go to anybody from Vanderbilt on this team?
He's a Dukie, originally.
Oh, Ben.
Ben Watson.
Okay.
Well, Ben's a smart guy.
Smartest guy on the team. I don't know how he catches, but he's pretty damn smart.
Okay. What's going on? Because we got about 3 minutes.
Our conversation with Mike Vrabel from The Ohio State University is powered every Patriots Friday by CleanEnergyAction.net. High and wasteful energy costs are nothing to cheer about. Tackle good energy solutions at CleanEnergyAction.net. A strong win, Mike, can do a lot more than push that winning field goal through the uprights. I just read it.
Yep, they just pay you to read it.
Can I ask the first question?
Go ahead, ask the first question.
What are Rosie and Junior doing here, Mike?
I think they're just providing some backup and just trying to help this team right now. I mean, guys both familiar with the system, and you know, we've had some injuries, you know, AD and Pierre. So, you know, guys that have come in, they know a lot of spots. Rosie's played a lot of spots, and so has Junior.
Does the locker room need anything? Do you have a lot of young guys running around out there, and maybe the mix has gotten a little bit younger than you're used to, or younger than Bill wants?
I don't know. I just know that those two guys can help us. They played a lot of football here, you know, a lot of productive football. So if they can help us and they wanted to come back, then great.
Well, Rosie had a training camp, Mike. Junior Seau didn't. How important is training camp for you? Just think about your own preparation. How important is it, and how much time do you need?
Well, I mean, I think for the normal person, probably pretty important, but I think for Junior,
right,
probably not so important. I mean, I think he's a professional. I mean, he stays in shape, and he loves the game, you know, gives a lot to the game. So I would say that probably not that important for Junior.
You guys are going out to Seattle. You're leaving today, correct?
Yeah, leaving here in a little bit.
How did you think it worked out last time when you guys went out and you stayed on the West Coast consecutive weeks? How was that, and how do you expect it to be this time?
Well, I would imagine it would be the same. I think we're staying at the same hotel after we get back from Seattle and practicing at the same place, San Jose State. And, you know, the performance, I think, hopefully will be better against Oakland than it was against San Diego.
What's the frustration level on the defense, Mike? And you look at, you know, just two stats to me stand out. You're 29th in the league on third downs. You're 30th in the league in the red zone. And those are, you know, there's been times where this team has given plays up and down the field. Who cares? Can you get off the field on third down? Can you stop them in the red zone? So you've given up some big plays in those situations. What's the frustration level there?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's frustrating as a defensive player to play two downs really, really good and have it be third and nine when you've given up a 1 yard run on first down and you've broken up a pass on second down and to not be able to get off the field. And that's everybody. You know, the guy's covering, the guy's rushing, you know, the guy's calling the play. So that's everybody, and we all understand that. You know, I think that's the thing that's the most frustrating because you know that the less chances you give them, the less points they're going to be able to score, the less yardage they're going to be able to put up, so and the more damage our offense is going to do. So these 12, 14 play drives are going to have to, subside for us to be successful.
Do the players want to attack more blitzing, more getting after the quarterback? I thought you did a little bit more against the Steelers than you had in previous weeks, but is that something the players want?
I think the players want to win and play well and make plays, and so you have an opportunity to do that whether you're playing zone, playing man, blitzing. You know, the opportunity every time the ball snap, you have an opportunity, I think, to make a play and to help the defense. So, you know, whether we blitz or play a base coverage that we're used to playing that you can make plays in, you can get your hand on a ball, you know, you can rush. You still, at the end of the day, whether you blitz or not, you still got to beat somebody one-on-one, whether you beat them in coverage or you beat them at the line of scrimmage.
Mike, you played all over the field here. In the past, when there have been injuries, they've asked you to play inside. Do you anticipate any other position switches since you've had so many injuries here?
Not right now, but I mean, that could always change. That could change day to day. I haven't heard anything, you know, so I'm just trying to learn and get a grip on what we're trying to do this weekend versus Seattle.
Versatile. That's fine, Mike. But because you're versatile enough to do it, people probably don't ask you what your preference is. But is your preference to play the position you're playing right now?
It is. I mean, my preference is to play winning football. And, you know, we've become accustomed to going out there and winning and having a winning product where everybody understands what it takes to win in this league. And I think that's what my preference is, to go out there, you know, and win football games.
How would you assess how you've been doing here the last couple of weeks? You had a little sack drought there through the middle part of the year. You got one 2 weeks ago, and then last week, real nice interception against Roethlisberger early in that ball game. You think you're sort of, finding the ball a little bit more recently?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm trying to do, you know, what's asked of me. I think I go out there and try to play hard. You know, the plays are going to come. They always have. So hopefully the more that I can do that and the more that everybody else can do that, the better we'll be.
Was your job to shadow Roethlisberger because you jumped up and got another ball?
There were times I think we do a lot of different things with him. With a quarterback like Ben, he does a lot of his damage outside the pocket and finding guys that uncover. And, you know, you may have a receiver covered, but, you know, he gets away from the rush and then the route becomes, you know, that much tougher to cover, that much longer to defend. So, you know, there were times that I did that, and, you know, like I was able to, you know, to get the one pick and then get my hands on the other ball. So it's just being aware of where the ball's at and what he's trying to do.
Mike, I almost drove off the road earlier this week listening to Bill Belichick. He said the Seattle Seahawks are a good football team. They're 2-10. Matt Hasselbeck was on the station yesterday, and he said, in so many words, "I don't like our chances against the Patriots." What have your studies found?
I'm sure he didn't say that.
Yeah, no. Hey. Hey, Mike.
You're not the best in the business for nothing, Mike.
Hey, Mike, he said it. Hey, big game, James. You got headphones? We'll get it to you. We'll
I
play.
Don't have time to listen to it.
He said, quote, unquote, not a good matchup. Thank God we're at home.
You were listening?
Yes.
You were listening?
Yeah, well, they've been replaying it this morning. Okay. Yeah.
It's not a good matchup. Well,
because I know they only give you one day a month. I know you didn't get a chance to interview.
Trust me.
Better make it count, fellas.
Okay. But what have you found in your film?
Runs deep downfield. You got two capable backs. You know, they've been kind of banged up and switching guys around inside a little bit. So the thing is with this West Coast offense, if they can stay on track and stay in third and short and continue to convert on third down, that's what they like. You know, they're not always looking for a big home run. You know, they want to run the ball up in there for a couple yards, run it up in there for a couple yards, and then, you know, catch a little, you know, inside route pattern for 4 or 5 yards and then move the change and then start over again. So it'll be important for us to try to get ahead on them.
What did you think of the Ryan Clark hit last week?
I mean, I guess apparently it was a good hard hit. And
do you agree with that?
Do I agree? I mean, it doesn't matter whether I agree with it. I think that anytime, you know, one of my guys on the team, one of my teammates, you know, gets hit and has to come out of the game, you know, that's disappointing. So, you know, I know it's not going to keep Wes from going back in there, but you know, anytime a guy like Wes Welker has to lead the game, I'd say that's disappointing.
Well, take Ryan Clark out of it. There's safeties who are known as guys who take big shots on you when you're not looking. You just, you know, they sort of sneak up on you. Well, what Ryan Clark did, Wes Welker wasn't looking at him, so he unloaded. There were a couple plays earlier in the game where Ryan Clark had a chance to square up a guy and hit him and wasn't quite as aggressive. What do you think of safeties who play like that?
You know, I think that you got to be real careful nowadays with the way that you go in there. And that you hit guys, you know, they really find guys, you know, I would say, you know, pretty easily nowadays for where their helmet's at, for whether it's a defenseless player or not. And it's such a fine line that, you know, really as a player, sometimes you're not sure where the line is. And I think the NFL makes those decisions and they stand behind them. And I think as players, we need to understand that they're going to find guys for hits that they deem unnecessary.
When you're supposed to be instinctive on the field, do you ever find yourself thinking more than you should because the game is called so inconsistently at times?
Well, for me, a lot of the times it comes down to the quarterback. You know, let's say you have an open hit on the quarterback and, you know, it used to be your arms couldn't be extended. You couldn't push them. You know, you get there and you want to get a hit on them, you know, just to let them know that you're there. So, you know, if you hit a quarterback with your helmet, you hit him low, or you push him down after the ball, after one step, you know, those are all flags, and those really cost your team. You could, you know, have a third down stop and, you know, then a 15-yard penalty. So I think that's the time when I think about it.
My last question for you is, do you feel sorry for the University of Michigan? What a terrible program.
Well, I hope that we're able to get some guys that were maybe thinking about going up there, and we could maybe get them as recruits here in February after they watch that.
Well, Charlie's doing such a good job getting them all to Notre Dame that it's getting mighty thin out there.
I think they're recruiting okay. I mean,
really? You think it's a coaching thing, not a recruiting thing?
Somebody told me that they had pretty good recruiting classes.
The last 3 years, eighth, and second.
So what does that say about Charlie, Mike?
Saying that, they're struggling right now. And maybe the players, I don't know. But when you look in college and you look at recruiting classes, normally the teams that recruit the best go out there and play the best. And, you know, if you have a top 10, recruiting class year after year, I would sooner or later somebody's going to expect you to put out a good product.
What it says about Charlie is he'll be back here in a couple of years.
Get ready to see some of those double reverses back to the quarterback.
Get it together. Hey, Mike Vrabel, always appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by. It's Mike Vrabel, Sports Radio, WEEI.